All right, so what? So yesterday, I had to fucking go out,
and the homeboy left his cave.
That is what happened.
Off brand.
So I'm getting ready to go out, and I had to like record. Record, yo, son. I was
the new homebody album.
Nah, I had to iron my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have my steamer and shit like that, but I couldn't find like the water cup and shit like that. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna just iron real quick.
Yeah.
And I go to like my dad's, like I go to my parents' room and my dad's door is locked, right? So I'm like, all right, hey, fuck, he's probably taking a nap. Go back in my room. He comes out, he's like, what, you needed something? And I was like, yeah, you guys have the ironing board. So he's like, all right, take it. So I'm going in the room and I'm like, yo, why you always locked the like?
I don't like where this story's going.
Nah. I'm like, yo, fam. I was like, why you gotta lock the door? Because they just came back from Florida. I picked them up from Florida yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, son, I was able. It was just me and the dog all week. I'm able to walk around. I go inside any fucking room that I want. It's like I just want the ironing board. And she was like, yo, why do you guys keep the ironing board in your room? Like, if you don't want people knocking on the door to ask for the fucking ironing board, right? And I'm just, like, talking a whole bunch of nonsense. And he's like, yo, shh. He's like, yo, I'm watching the game, man. And I'm like, And I turn around. Because I'm, like, I'm just walking and talking shit. And I turn around.
Watching golf?
And, like, he's watching, like, a baseball game. But the volume is on, like, 2. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Like, he'll show her baseball.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, fam, what? Like, that's. But yeah, that's.
What was he doing?
You didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, man. I was like, that was.
Batting practice, nigga.
Yeah, that was just like a poorly executed, like, excuse. Like,
it was. It was very bad.
Yeah, but listen, I'm like, you got it.
He made an attempt. There was the time when he came down in the basement with his laptop and he saw you down there. He was like, Like, yeah, my nigga. We know what you was down there for, bro.
King of the hill shit. Yeah.
My nigga turned into Boomhauer real quick. So I'm going, gang, dog, goddamn it, fat.
Said, I'll show you Boomhauer.
Yo, imagine he didn't like know Chris was there. He's just sitting on the couch beating his meat. Chris wakes up, just dead on the couch, beating his meat.
It's a game. It's a game. How did we get here?
Chris would have killed himself.
Look how they got Chris.
Look how they got my dad.
Look how your dad got your dad.
Look how I got this intro before I get kicked out of the house.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, put your ass in the air.
Hi, welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are ignorant by popular demand. This is, you know, episode 66. Yeah, and as always, I am the homebody homeboy, aka Chris Jordan, and along with me, I have my friends. I got James.
I'm here. I'm in the building.
I got Lou.
Present.
And, you know, as always, I got Drum Fu.
I exist.
That's young fool right there.
Yeah, word. And, you know, we did this intro completely naturally. We didn't just start talking and, you know, like, just record this at the end and, the, you know, Lewis just, you know, put it in the beginning. Yeah.
Magically. Lewis will put it in your beginning.
Yeah.
And start the episode.
That's okay.
Oh, man.
Said, I'll show you Boomhauer.
I tell you, I don't got.
Yo, Mad Youngness is not going to get that reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing show.
Buddy. It is.
Yeah, nah, it is.
It was not made for us, but we loved it.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
Nope.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Never seen it?
Really?
Oh, you got to.
Never watched that or The Simpsons.
Really?
I saw the movie.
You fucked up when it came to The Simpsons.
I saw.
Like, back when we were young, that was like Simpsons golden era.
Right.
Now,
I understood that. I never went back to watch it because Disney Plus app.
What about
Disney Plus app. All the Simpsons coming. I'm gonna be at work one day and I'm gonna just binge it from the beginning.
It's on Hulu.
What about
is it already?
I would have hit the beginning. Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Nah, if you start with like the very first episode, you'll be at it until you get to like, I don't know, maybe like 2000.
That old animation style? Like,
yeah, it's still funny.
All
right. I'm okay with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
animation is different. It's still a funny show.
I appreciate various animation styles as a cartoon nigga.
Not even just animation. I just thought it was like a lot slower.
Nah. There was one like recent episode, like more recent, maybe like a year or two ago, where it came out and they were basically copying this movie Boyhood. And they were doing it with The Simpsons. And I was just like, this is the first episode of The Simpsons I think I've ever seen that's just, like, not funny. Mm. And it's just, like, them doing a serious show, but it was dope.
Okay.
If you'd been watching The Simpsons for a long time, because it's, like, Bart and Lisa get old.
Yeah.
Homer and Marge died, and they're, like, trying to, like, rebuild their relationship together because they always had, like, that tension. And as they grew up, they just grew apart. I was just like, this is, it's just dope.
How do y'all feel about grown-up shows? Like when it happens with like cartoons, like cartoon reboots.
I'm not opposed to it.
Like, I don't like having like a full season of that.
Oh,
if you gave me like a movie,
yeah,
and like because I like just like them just playing around with that idea. Like if they did Hey Arnold, the college years or some shit.
I still want that.
Like, I don't want a whole show of that.
I do. Won't it?
I feel like
you know what? No,
I'm not gonna sit there for that.
It depends. It depends what show it is. Like when they did. Was it Rugrats?
Grown up.
All grown up.
It was mid.
I'll say
it was
that
mid. But I watched the Hey Arnold College though.
It depends on.
I watched.
It depends on the like, take.
That would get old after a season.
Nah, because listen.
You don't think so?
I think it kind of would.
Only no.
Well,
I think what it is. Look, check this. Wait. So what you have to do? Do you guys ever watch Dear White People?
Yeah.
Nah.
I've only seen the movie. I haven't seen the show.
Okay, so Dare White People season one on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. What they do is the first season, it's like...
With Tyler James, whatever. From Everybody Hates Chris.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, the movie one has him in it.
It was good.
But, so picture like...
You didn't know it was a movie first?
Nah.
Yeah, but it was like an indie film.
Yeah. And then they were like, it turned into a TV. Way more successful as a TV show.
Yeah. So, picture like you have the college years, right? And what they did in Dare White People was every episode... They had they would focus on one character and what's going on in their lives, and then it all ties together. Mm-hmm. If you're like with Hey Arnold, I feel like if you do the college years, what you have to do is you draw in people with the nostalgia, which means like all the characters are in the same neighborhood. Maybe there's a university nearby, upstate, and all that stuff, and you just tell everyone's different story and you build off of that, and that's what the new audience sees. And then like at least we have the satisfaction of nostalgic characters and shit like that.
At most, how many seasons do you think they'd be able to do?
Animation.
I mean, for college, it's got to be four. One season per year.
Does it have to be four, or can they just do?
Nah. Like,
I mean,
for me,
too much.
If you get more than four seasons of that shit, I'm done. I'm good.
But like
on the fourth season, I'm like, yo, I've been watching this shit for too long.
But
you can get me to watch two, and I'll be okay. Season three comes, I'm just like, I really don't care about Hey Arnold enough to just be sitting here for three fucking seasons.
But again, like that's like it would be a different Hey Arnold. It wouldn't be like
that's
an
just
adventure
for me.
Yeah, it would
be because I know the kind of content I'm trying to consume right now, and that's just not really something that I need a lot of. I feel like for you, because you love like that '90s Nickelodeon shit so much, you would take like eight seasons of that, and that like they'd be making that shit for you. For me,
right.
I need to be watching something else.
No. All right. You fuck with F is for Family?
Yeah.
Right? So they do that with like two of the characters and the neighbors are just like, what if it wasn't college? What
I'll
if
also
it
was say, F is for Family? After season four, I'm probably going to start watching. Like, all right. Good. Like,
that's what
BoJack Horseman, I'm like, yo. Like,
four is good.
Animated shows, I can't sit around for
you ever
like
watch
19
Brinkleberry?
Goddamn seasons.
Who? Brinkleberry?
I've heard of that. I've never heard.
I have no idea
what that was interesting. Is, you should check that out. It's that, along the lines.
That's all you're gonna give me.
That's not a real sales pitch.
I'm not watching this, James.
Because it's not the best show.
James kind of said that like a threat.
Now you should watch that. You won't like it.
Yeah,
it's along the lines.
I'm gonna challenge it now.
It's along the lines of like BoJack Horseman and all the other ones.
I love BoJack Horseman.
Isn't that with like a stuffed teddy bear?
Yeah, and basically it's at a.
Oh, I did see a couple episodes.
Yeah,
does he do
a national park?
Yeah,
and they're just wild. Racist jokes,
it's like Family Guy,
sex
in the wild.
Jokes, all that.
Where is it? Where is that show?
Netflix.
Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, watching tomorrow at work.
I fuck with animated shows that are made for adults. Like, they're really dope to me.
Cannon Busters? You watch Cannon Busters?
I watched the first episode. I fucked with it.
It's dope. Yeah. I'm only on 8 because I want to, like, draw it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's dope.
Yeah,
it's a quick anime.
I was, like, binge watching The Boys. So, like, I made sure I finished that.
Are you guys watching The Boys?
No. I need to check that out.
I'm also listening to a podcast we haven't introed yet.
Nah, don't worry. I'm going to do the same thing like we did last time and just do it at the end because I feel like we're on a really good wave path right now. For the people listening, you don't even have to edit that out, Lou.
I'm not.
Fuck it. Okay, cool.
He's not.
We're going to plug the editing. Intro in at the end. Yes.
Last episode, there was mad points. We was like, yo, edit out this dead space. And I was like, didn't. Right, you didn't do that.
We filled it out, guys.
No, you didn't.
It filled you out.
I was sitting there listening to James mumble to himself.
Sometimes all this needs that.
Like Harrison.
No, they don't.
Like Harrison Ford.
Look how successful he was.
Damn, what were we talking about? Oh, The Boys. All right, so picture the Justice League, right? All the same kind of characters. They got like a water nigga. They got like a strong flying nigga.
They got a fast dude. They got a Batman dude that plays piano really well.
Ooh,
and also sips through straws through his mask. Ooh. Even though there's no mouth hole.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how that should work.
He's like a Batman / Snake Eyes / No, that's about it. I would only give him those two slashes.
Yeah. And he get wild with knives, so I resonated with that.
Yeah.
It's your mans.
That's definitely his mans.
So it's all of them, and basically what happens in the first episode, spoilers for whoever has seen it, is that there's like this just like regular dude. He's with his girlfriend and shit like that. He's standing on the corner, right, talking to his girlfriend and all that stuff. And A-Train, the speedster, right, runs right through her. Woo. And she explodes. Woo. In front of him.
All over.
Like, Jesus. All over him. Just it, like.
First of all, A-Train, incredible name.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Awesome.
Fastest very entertaining
way to, character. Fastest way to Harlem, by the
he
way.
He's a fucking asshole.
He's a dick.
With a name like that, yeah, I would imagine.
So, I'm thinking about the scene when he went to go visit the little kid in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I asked for so-and-so. He's like, well, he's not here.
Yeah, I'm here.
He was like, I'm dying. I have leukemia. And he was like, well, maybe one day you'll be able to run as fast as me. He was like, and outrun cancer? And then nigga was like,
cut.
Wow.
And basically, the Seven, which is like the fake Justice League, is managed by this this giant like media company called Vought. And basically, they're just all about marketing and making them look good and shit like that.
Well, I sound like Diddy made this shit up. The Seven, all about marketing.
Yeah, it's basically if the Justice League were real life people, real life problems. And basically, the kid Huey, who he wants revenge, and he meets up with like this other like mercenary guy who also wants revenge.
Wait,
for
so
other
so
reasons.
So A-Train didn't know he blew up the chick.
He knew. And he knew
he didn't give a shit.
Okay. He didn't give a shit because they're managed by this big company, Vought, and they were like, "Yo, we'll give you $45,000. Sign this contract. You can never talk about it and just leave it like that.
Yeah. If you sweep her death under the rug, and
yeah.
Go on.
If you wanna out it, we'll just kill you. What's up?
Mm.
Exact. So it's like that. So he meets up with this other mercenary, and they end up kidnapping one of the Seven, hold him for ransom, shit like that, and then they come up with this idea and this plot to just kill the Seven.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So that's basically the whole series. And then, like, throughout, you find out that the head dude, who's supposed to be, like, this world's Superman, Homelander, is the most fucked up.
Yeah.
Legit the most fucked up. I don't want to spoil it.
That nigga got no lips, and it makes me angry every time
I'm
watching.
I started watching that today.
Is that Homelander Homeboy?
Homelander Homeboy!
Wow.
That's incredible.
Nope.
He definitely got eyebrow slashes. That's a sketchy nigga. That being said, though, Starlight, baby girl, how you doing? That was a cute little white girl.
It's not that cute.
She was kind of cute. All
right, you got
in like a Midwestern, okay, like kind of.
Yeah, do your Googles, white. Luke. Google, do your Googles.
Listen, after 8 episodes, at the end, I was like, you know what? I fucks with you.
Okay.
I gotta.
First episode, I was like, this is just a basic white bitch. I'm moving on.
Okay. All right.
Fourth episode, I was just like, I kind of see it.
The fourth episode was the darkest episode. You're weird.
I don't remember what.
And you're just learning this?
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. That was your shit. Yeah.
I know I'm fucked up because like I understood his side of the shit and I was just like, "What do you do?"
Yeah,
like
you're there in that situation. We can't really talk about it, but
or do you care? Fucked up situation. Or do you care?
Hey, Starlight.
Do you care, Lou?
My nigga Lou. How you doing? My nigga Lou.
How you doing?
Let's go.
Do you care, Lou?
About what?
They're talking about spoilers. You probably do because you're going to watch
it. I'm about to watch it tonight.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's like, I don't want to spoil it.
And plus, we got audience. Yeah. We don't know if they care.
I mean.
But it's been out for 3 weeks.
Chill.
Nigga.
Yeah.
It takes me a year to watch a show. Come on.
Although, 3 weeks. It's the kind of show where, like, if you spoiled anything for me, I'd still watch it.
We've been looking
for
a nigga to listen to an episode 3 weeks from now.
Like, the show doesn't have any, like, wild plot twist or anything where, like, if it was spoiled. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, just the final scene. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's it. Other than that, you can talk about the entire show and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But he does some real fucked up shit, and like if you watch that episode and put yourself in his shoes.
What would you do?
You would have to do the fucked up shit because like
that's
the other option would ruin you. Yeah. So it's just like, you got to be a grinding
nigga.
Watch
this. Though. Yeah.
I'm watching right now.
Me and Jay's going to have a live viewing party on Twitter.
We are.
Word.
Speaking of shows, though,
gonna be a lot of ball piece.
Rocko's Modern Life thoughts.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched that or the Invader Zim.
Yeah. Talked about what? It came back.
Yeah, they made a movie.
They made a movie.
It's like two short movies.
It's like two short movies.
Yeah. I heard the Invader Zim shit is really good.
From that little preview, I was like, damn it, I gotta watch this.
I'm currently working on like a project for someone, and that. I didn't watch it yet because I want to finish the project. I don't want it to look too close to that as like a ripoff kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep my mind off of it because I'm going to see that, those colors, those lines.
And then you're going
to
start.
My mind is going to copy it because I'm designing as I watch something.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting until I finish that. And then I'm going to
fuck around and have Invader Jim. And
yeah.
Invader
Jim. Like, nah, it's not the same.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
I don't want that.
Can I be Invader Jim?
No.
I'll show her an Invader Jim.
Show her Earthworm Jim.
Ooh.
Remember Earthworm Jim?
Wow.
That was throwback.
Don't bring that back.
What?
It was cool.
I don't remember that much of it. If they put it back on Hulu along with Freakazoid and all that stuff, I'll watch it in the mix.
I'd watch Freakazoid.
Yeah, Freakazoid. Yeah. I'll watch that in the mix.
Yeah, where's Gargoyles at? Where can I watch Gargoyles?
It's not up there.
That
was the most New York
the
TV
Fox
show.
Wait.
Rad.
No, that you think that could end up on Disney Plus?
It might.
Does Disney own Fox?
Their property.
Well, didn't it originally? It was Fox Kids or Disney?
It was Fox Kids.
It was Fox Kids. Disney bought Fox. So you think Gargoyles could end up on that?
I'd watch that.
Yo,
I really like that show.
When does Disney Plus come out?
November 12th.
You know how much shit we're going to have November 12th just to like just go through the app and like, oh shit, they got that? Oh, the
yo,
shit, they got
bro,
that?
Yo, bro, I'm deleting everything.
I saw the Cruella prequel and I was just like, oh, count me in, nigga. Yeah.
It's Emma Stone, right?
Yeah.
Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
As a young Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
That's
and great. She's like and some she boss bitch. And I was like, yo, this shit looks hard.
So can you say it's
instead of Dalmatians, she had painted pit bulls.
She definitely had Dalmatians.
And James Earl
Who was playing Cruella de Vil? Remy Malek.
Wow.
Remy de Vil.
Count me in.
Remy
de Vil.
Honestly, I want that.
I could see her with the white.
That's a fucking look.
Wow. Yo.
Remy.
Can somebody get Remy on the phone, please?
That's fire.
Why is that happening?
Damn.
I'm like,
they switching Ariel around. Fuck it.
I like that. I love that.
All right, we can't ask for too much. We got to
We are.
We got to take it kind of slow.
Yo, we got Black Ariel, and they fucking took Spider-Man from me.
That's what happened.
Me, I started.
But
I was talking shit.
They gave you Black Panther on your birthday.
I don't give a fuck. I want Spider-Man back. That shit's getting watched no matter what day. I don't care about my birthday. Y'all know that about me.
Those
that
niggas,
help.
Those niggas.
I need a hug
right now, son.
Wait,
they're in the writers' room.
Wait, they gave Chris BP.
I'm gonna fight James.
You stopped the entire podcast for that, nigga.
For the first time, I'm gonna fight James.
For that? Am I wrong?
He thought that was the one too.
Am I wrong?
Airball.
You're not wrong.
Who said, oh, hey, let's have James on a podcast? Whose idea was that?
That was me.
That was definitely Chris.
Do you see the error in your ways?
I got to sit there and take it. That's what she said.
Hey, no, that's
fam.
Ooh. Yeah, that could happen. Oh, my God.
Nah, I can't.
Wait, what?
It shouldn't.
I don't kink shame. Everybody lives their life. But
oh, right. I mean, if she into it, then yeah.
All right, so I'm going to rewind a little bit. Okay.
That was Lewis.
I'm gonna stay on the Disney Plus app for a second.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we were gonna stay on that.
Yeah. All right.
Since we're here.
So, everything's getting deleted for that.
1,000%, right? Everything. Because
I don't need any.
The like, amount
of, I'm looking at Netflix like, yo, man.
And they're going to give you ESPN, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hulu. And Hulu. For $7.99.
The other day, I was telling my mom, like, yo, like, I know we got cable still. I don't know why. The only time I ever use it is football season. I'm going to have that ESPN, and we could kind of get rid of this. Cable.
And you save, like, what, $200?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yeah. Save everything.
I was like, I just need the internet. I barked on those niggas last year to up my shit because my download speed was too low. And
right.
My shit crazy now. I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, Marcel looks at the shit it downloads.
4K porn
Son,
only.
Honestly. No.
4K porn
I don't. I don't need to see anyone's butthole in such high definition.
I can see Marcel watching porn in VR.
Nah.
Marcel just popped up in the room. Oh, what y'all doing?
Sometimes I like the angles.
Let's put a pin in that one. Let's put a pin in that one.
Remember that one. All
wait, right. I watch VR porn and I'm not the one fucking?
Wait.
Bring the pin. Bring the pin. All
right, we're gonna bring that
I'm
back.
Just, I walk in the room and say, hey, what y'all doing?
Right,
I'm not the nigga fucking in the VR porn.
Nah.
Why you got me out here like this, Chris?
You got you out. Your Verizon got you out here like this.
Nigga.
The fiber optics, nigga. That's not my
VR porn. VR porn so fast, I'm not even in the shit. Nah, right. Nah.
You gotta bring the snacks.
Nigga, I better be deep dicking Autumn Falls if I'm paying for this shit.
Oh, hey.
Shout out to Autumn.
All right.
Back so to Disney.
Plus app, right? Well,
why that whistle have a reverb? The fuck?
It's because yeah, I whistled at an angle.
Niggas gonna be giving me Miss Marvel.
Wait, shut up, nigga.
Come on,
wait.
Come on.
We still talking about VR porn?
Nah, nigga. Oh, stop. Oh, nah. God.
No, we're talking about DR porn now.
Jesus Christ.
You were saying?
All Disney. Right. So hey, Disney.
Who's idea?
So,
sorry, Chris.
Disney Plus, right? So if they give me Gargoyles, DuckTales, Goof Troop, shit like that,
ooh.
Yo, that Saturday morning.
Who had the Mighty Ducks? Disney. Cartoon.
Disney.
Give me that too, nigga.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. They had Punk
Launch. You know they're going to have Mighty Ducks.
That shit was cool.
That shit was fire. They had the most fire toys. As Duck Jordan. Mighty Ducks had the most fire duck toys ever, nigga.
Did you cop anything during the Amazon Nerf gun sale?
What?
Yeah, they're under my dresser.
All right.
Tucked away.
I forgot to tell you about it. I was like, I hope he just like randomly saw that they
did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I was wrong.
I got two handheld
Gargoyles
joints.
Was on Toon Disney Channel, that's USA Network.
That's what I was
gonna
thinking.
It's going to
be on there. But even I'm if it was on that. Fox
shout
Kids,
shout out to Brooklyn.
We got that
shout out to Staten Island. Shout out to Bronx.
Facts.
All the niggas coming back.
Yo, word.
Nigga, we're from Queens.
Yo.
No, that's the name of the gargoyle.
Yeah, once the app drops, we ain't gonna see.
Oh, yeah.
After all the boroughs. That's what I'm saying.
Once the app drops, we're not gonna see Chris for like 2 weeks.
Hell no.
Probably not.
But, yo, that shit is.
That's usually around when I take my vacation, too.
So. That shit's gonna be fire. After that, they gave us.
Son, the trailer for The Mandalorian?
I didn't watch it yet, but.
No one else here cares about Star Wars. I love Star Wars when it's not about, like, the main characters of Star Wars. Yeah. You show me Luke Skywalker, I'm
like
annoyed.
You like tertiary aboard. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you like when Rogue One like, and shit.
Rogue One is amazing to me.
Yeah, I
it has nothing to do with any of those Jedi niggas. And then Darth Vader comes in and fucks shit up for a little bit. I'm like, you're the coolest nigga here. So, like, I'm happy to see you. But, like, I love the universe of Star Wars.
Yep.
I just don't like the whole Luke Skywalker storyline being the, like, main plot point. So, like, the video games, the books, all that shit.
It's fine.
Great. So, them having a show that has nothing to do with Jedis, I was like, oh, this is going
to
be
who's the Mandalorian? Explain that to me.
The man, like, Boba Fett and Jango Fett, they're Mandalorians.
Got you.
Yeah.
So,
they're,
it's another
basically
one of the,
like,
it's another bounty hunter story.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just the clone bounty hunters are all Mandalorians.
Yeah, I'm 1,000% watching
the Punisher in the Star Wars universe.
Okay. Yeah.
With jetpacks.
I'm 1,000% watching it. I just never knew what it was. Like, I fuck with Star Wars, but it's not number one on my list. Where it's just like, I'll digest everything that they give me. But
you're not running out
of
shit.
Yeah, if they do some fuck shit with it, I'm just like, eh. Exactly, yeah.
Everyone was all up in arms over the last movie. I'm like, I'm just not going to watch it because I don't care.
When they did the shit with, what's his name, Leia, when she was like floating and shit like that, I'm like, yo, this shit is trash. But all right. I wasn't up in arms, but I can understand how. Like, I'm not mad at anyone being mad over Star Wars shit and stuff like that. Because it's like, yo, I resonate. I get it.
Yeah.
Get your shit off. I'm just not going to fight with you because I'm not as invested. Yeah. That's basically what it is. So, niggas had the D23 fucking expo this weekend.
Yeah.
We got a lot of shit.
A lot of
which
shit.
Which was like again, still realm in the Disney Plus app.
I missed it.
And stuff like that. Yo, fam.
Nigga, so, nobody watched that shit.
Nigga sounded like y'all watched it.
I caught the headlines.
Yeah. Just looking for the headlines.
I was like, yo, like what did they announce? I'm not going to sit here and actually watch y'all talk.
Twitter's your friend, nigga, bro.
Yeah.
I got shit to
do. So, basically, they dropped a whole bunch of like Disney Plus series, which is like Miss Marvel, which is basically... it's as far as like Kamala Khan as a teenager, that's Jersey's Miles Morales. Like that's
okay.
Or Peter Parker. Like Jersey. she's that street level. I just want to protect my neighborhood, hide this from my parents, protect the people I love.
It's kind of
like
wild
that
she's a street level character.
But she's so much bigger, pun intended, than
like,
that.
She makes herself fucking huge.
Yeah.
So like why are you just fighting street level villains? What's going on here?
But
it's cool. I like it.
In Magnificent Miss Marvel, there's some big niggas that be dropping off. Did you see her new costume?
Nah, I didn't.
Fire as shit. It's like ancient Kree tech.
Did you see the Dark Captain Marvel costume?
No.
It's some wild shit. Like, she's got like a helmet and like she looks like a wild evil villain because that's like what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
But like I'm not gonna read this shit.
Okay.
Because I don't care. Yeah, the costume's cool.
But
the end.
Miss Marvel, fire shit. I'll pull that.
She-Hulk is gonna be fire. Because
they're finally bringing her, son.
When I was reading She-Hulk, it was dope just seeing her be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would like do She-Hulk shit every now and then. And that was cool. But it was mainly just like a show about She-Hulk being a lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was mainly a comic about She-Hulk being a lawyer. Is this the one
you're talking about?
Nah.
Oh.
That's just the Captain Marvel costume from the movie, James.
Oh, I didn't see the movie.
Oh,
you ever see the movie?
Nah.
Look at you.
We came in and told him he don't have to see the movie.
Yeah, so
I'm like, yo, look at you making good decisions.
Yeah.
Did you miss anything when you saw her in the Avengers? No.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. So She-Hulk, were you reading it where she could freely transform or she was stuck like that?
Nah, she was stuck green.
She was stuck green?
Yeah.
Still going to court? That's my favorite kind of She-Hulk.
Yeah. I don't like She-Hulk when she transforms. Just be big green chick.
All the time.
Yeah.
There's one. That's why I never read the new Avengers run, I think. Because I think in that one, she just had anxiety about randomly transforming and shit like that. If I'm getting that correct.
I mean, that's kind of an interesting story, though.
Yeah, but then I was like, I miss so much. And I feel like how she got there, I want to see that. But I didn't know where to start. And then they announced the series. So I was like, I'll just wait for the series and see what they do.
Wait,
then,
so when she becomes She-Hulk...
she's stuck. She's not angry. She's her. She's just big and green.
But does she end up randomly naked places?
No, she just buys bigger clothes.
The Hulk doesn't end up randomly naked.
Listen, hey. Shit happens, man.
You know what kind of show James wants.
Yeah. He was like...
It's not what I want.
Big green titties, you say. All right. So basically, like she's like almost like a sassy lawyer. In just like big green skin and a giant suit with like shoulder pads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least that's what they did it. Also,
good for her.
I don't know if this is a new connected universe, but for some reason, I kind of want She-Hulk in the 80s.
That'd be cool.
I don't know why, but that's what I saw.
I don't know why.
That's what your soul is telling you.
That wouldn't make sense in the universe, but I get you.
Eh.
It wouldn't make sense in the universe. That's why I was like, oh, are the plus shows. Are all of them going to be connected? Or some of them going to be Elseworlds series and shit like that?
I would like it if this shit isn't connected. Because everyone's always doing connected
universes now. Winter
Soldier
and Falcon is Wanda and Vision said they're going to show us what their ideal relationship would be. So I don't know if it's going to be a flashback or if it's in like some type of dream state, stuff like that.
All I'm saying
is... Loki is Elseworld, but still connected to the larger universe, just like... Separate timeline. So that's what I mean.
Tom King's Vision is the greatest story that the Vision will ever have. If Wanda and Vision is anything like that, it'll be amazing. It won't be, though, because that's a very dark and depressing story.
It's a very dark and depressing like story in real life.
Yeah. Just
fucking a robot. I feel like anytime you have to resort to fucking an android, your life is dark and depressing.
Android 18 was fine, so.
Yeah, but at the same time, she fucked Krillin. Her life is dark and sad.
Yeah.
For Krillin, that's a win. For her, it's like, you didn't have to do that.
You definitely didn't have to.
I mean...
She fucked Bagel Boss.
Krillin was a good guy, man.
Yo!
Krillin was a great girl. Yo.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm mad you said that.
She
Krillin is not Bagel Boss.
Yes, he is!
No, he's not.
Krillin
is a decent human being.
He's mad spunky. Oh, yeah.
He's mad spunky.
He's mad spunky and always gets washed.
Yeah.
Oh, he always got washed.
Yeah.
That's what made him great.
But he put up a fight. Bagel Boss got washed by life.
All right.
He's still out here, too.
Bagel Boss is out here.
I don't know. Yeah, he's racist.
What's your
shit.
Definition of out here, James?
Is he really racist?
Out here, I still want to tackle him?
Oh, I didn't know that. No. All right, I'm off the Bagel Boss bandwagon then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know he was racist.
Yo, man, racist.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, I say the N word." He's like, "Yo, I have black friends." He's like, "Yeah, if they're acting like N words, I'll say it."
Oh no!
And I was like,
"Oh, you're canceled." See, I was about to like help show his point, but after that, nah.
I'm trying to find him and tackle him.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I stay in Long Island. Sometimes.
Isn't he like Oyster Bay or some shit like
it was,
that?
Bay Shore.
Bay Shore, some shit like that. Yeah,
nigga, whatever bay it is, nigga.
We gonna catch him. Yo, Lou,
I'll show you the bay.
Yeah,
throw that nigga right in the water.
Mixing the water with it.
Mixing the water with it. Show you the bay. But yeah, She-Hulk, and then they also gave us Moon Knight.
Okay. Yeah.
Moon Knight is just a crazy Batman.
That is literally Moon Knight.
And Batman's not crazy already?
No. Like crazy. Like
schizophrenia, like multiple crazy? Personality disorder. Rich,
no money.
Like niggas legitimately
shit.
He's got mental problems.
Crazier than Joker?
Nah. Yeah, actually, because Joker's not crazy. Joker just wants to see the world burn. He likes chaos. That's his whole thing.
Yeah.
He does his shit on purpose. He plans his shit out.
Yeah,
he's very methodical.
Yeah, he's really good at marketing. He had a whole gang in the future. That's Joker crazy. Gang.
So but this nigga is just like, yo, I'm going to go fuck these guys up. And then he starts hearing
voices
saying, like,
what's his skill level?
Maybe you should shit yourself.
I don't know if they ever gave him like mystical powers per se.
He has mystical powers.
He does, right?
Yeah. Okay. Like he has superpowers from the moon.
From the moon. That's why he talks.
Remember
shit.
Like when I was doing the whole like I hate Moon Knight thing, my thing was like, yo, you only have superpowers when the moon is out.
Right. That's not what I meant.
That's not how they do it, but originally that's what it was.
Okay, yeah. You were
technically like a werewolf superhero.
That's what I was about to say.
He's
not a werewolf. That's why I didn't.
When
shoot
you have
like that.
You have superpowers at night because the moon's out. And
I'm
like, that's goofy.
I'm most excited for that series.
That's just gonna be hard.
I tweeted it yesterday. I was like, I just want the first episode him cursing at the moon for 42 minutes. That's it. That's all I want.
You more excited for that than you are for Blade?
The series? Blade's a series?
Yeah. Well, they didn't say if it was a series or a movie. I doubt it's going to be a movie. I'm pretty sure they're going to do a series.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm only going off of what I know so far. Yeah. So as of now, Moon Knight is number one for
me. If Blade's a movie, cool. But I've seen the Blade movies. I'd rather have the Blade series.
Me too. That's like, you raise a good
I like
point.
That. And then they could like do Marvel Knights if they bring back Daredevil too. Because then you would have Moon Knight, Daredevil, Blade.
Yeah, I love Daredevil.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the third season yet. I kind of don't want to watch it just because
that's
the last one.
That's where
I was tight.
Yeah. I heard that shit was good though.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yo, the action in that shit is like really
it's fire. Yeah. Very dope. Cinematography.
I put Daredevil and then Punisher.
I never watched Punisher.
I enjoyed Punisher a lot.
Two was better than one for me. I think I've said that.
Yeah, two
was better than
one. Yeah, they're both good, but two was definitely like...
Like my favorite Punisher season...
Niggas was getting their asses whooped.
My favorite Punisher is Punisher in season two of Daredevil.
I watched the first season of Jessica Jones. And I was like, this is cool. Yeah. I'm not watching any more of this shit. I'm good.
Yo, Loki, after that, it got better to me. I heard it
got worse.
Nah,
everyone told me like, yo, season
one was here, two was here, but then three was like here,
yeah,
like slightly above it.
Three, yeah.
So it goes 1-3-2 for me.
I'm good though.
Yeah,
I feel like with three they really got into their stride. Of
Iron
like,
Fist. I saw the trailer and I was just like, oh, this shit gonna be bad. And everyone's like, no, this is gonna be dope. And then people watched it. And was like, yo,
shit
no.
is bad.
It's like, yeah.
Nah, but see, the thing with Iron Fist was that the first season...
The nigga can't fight. That was the problem.
But in the second season, the fighting got way better, though.
Way better.
Way better.
Because in the first season, everyone was like,
trash.
Yo, the fights are trash.
It was trash.
And then the martial arts.
He was like mad baby faced.
It went from trash to mediocre.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So it's like, it was still not exceptional. Because
he was darker.
Yeah. Like skin tone?
No.
I was like,
that is an improvement.
Yeah.
I got a tan?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Defenders?
Melanin.
I don't really talk about that. Like the actual season of Defenders.
Defenders was cool to me. It was exactly what I expected and shit like that. I mainly wanted it because I like Heroes for Hire. So I kind of liked Danny and
Luke. I enjoyed that shit.
In that scene that they had in Luke Cage season 2. Where they came and they like took down a whole like drug warehouse. Yeah. And I was like, while Wu-Tang is playing in the background. And I was like, Wu-Tang. I just need this scene. I'm done. I'm satisfied. Nothing else happened as far as I'm concerned. That was it. I don't remember any Jafakins.
So many people were mad about the fake patois.
Oh my god!
It's like, yo, y'all could have got real Jamaicans.
They already are in Brooklyn. Like you didn't have, didn't even have to hire anybody.
Just stop at Flatbush and grab someone.
Yeah, you'd be good.
Anybody?
They're gonna curse you out regardless. You just have to run up on them and then hit record. That's it.
Pussy hole.
You know who's an actor that's kind of okay and would be decent on a TV show? Busta Rhymes. You know what he is? Jamaican.
Yes, yeah. You are right.
Let him do it.
Yeah,
you are right.
But
he beat up Jason.
Yeah,
he did beat up
Michael Myers.
Oh yeah, it was Michael Myers.
But
it did happen.
Disney Plus app. Super excited for that.
Very excited.
It's just
they're gonna save me money.
Mad money.
Consolidate all apps in one. So
word.
It's looking slow for Netflix.
Yo, not having to type in multiple sites is gonna be amazing.
So that was like the plus side of
the plus side of Disney Plus.
The plus
side. Lizzie McGuire is coming back.
I don't really give a fuck.
She thickened up.
All right, you got it. All right, nigga. He's like, all right, yeah, he want to put his daughter onto Lizzie McGuire, but he going to be there. He going to be there.
Oh, he's definitely going to be there for the whole ride.
Yeah. Fucking jerk.
Who's going to be going into the basement?
If I go downstairs and Lou's in my basement, yo, fam.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Who let you in? So, like I said, that was the plus side of Disney Plus, the plus side of the Disney this weekend. But, unfortunately, you know.
Listen, man.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sorry, Chris.
Nah, it's all good because I found out where the Sony headquarters was. So
okay, perfect.
Somebody queue up outstanding.
Hands and feet. Hands and feet.
Bring it with you.
Allegedly. Because I don't know
as a weapon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Use it as a javelin. Yeah,
a good team up or
nah? Yeah, not nah, yes, nah. Ain't gonna try to beat my ass.
Yeah, right.
Dumbass science. They're like, are you Marvel? Shut up, Ant. Don't know shit.
So a lot of people are just like, yo, my favorite Spider-Man movies were all like the Sony ones by themselves. I'm like, all right, that's cool. But did you watch Venom?
Nah, all right, so listen to this. So let me just preface this.
It was
or
bad.
Just tell the story for those who probably already know. So
it was real. So bad.
Sony and Marvel had a 5-year deal, or a 5-movie deal, I should say, for partnering up with Spider-Man. And the deal originally was a 95-5, which means Sony, who owns the rights for Spider-Man since what was it, 99? Some shit like that. Bought it 98, 99.
I believe it's like 98. Yeah.
Okay, bought the rights somewhere to Spider-Man. Around there. Yeah, in the 90s, and they had all the live action rights to Spider-Man, and the 95-5's deal was, hey, Sony, we're gonna finance this movie, right? Y'all just put it together, blah blah blah. And what's gonna happen is we keep 95% of every dollar this movie grosses. Or something like that. And y'all can have the other 5%. But, and they were like, all right, cool. That sounds like a shitty deal. But Disney also got to keep merchandising, which is way more fucking money.
Yeah.
Thanks to me, because I bought everything. so it's like, all right, to make up for what they're not getting in gross sales and shit like that, they're getting in merchandising. So it's like, all right, cool. So, obviously, Spider-Man comes in Civil War, does his thing. Fucking great. Everyone's fucking cheering and shit like that. Homecoming, it was like, yo, cool. We get to see this guy again. Word. Dope. Infinity War was like, wait, we just got him. Where's he going? Oh, my God, he's dead. Endgame was like, oh, my God, he's back. And then Far From Home was like, yo, shit is wild.
Oh, he back.
Right. Oh, he back. And niggas know. And then, right around that time, a couple weeks ago, their deal ran up. And Sony and Disney were in negotiations for a new deal. So originally what came out was the deal was supposed to be a 50-50 split.
Right.
Right? Where it's just like, hey, now as Disney, we're going to co-finance, which means you guys don't have to put up all the money. We'll put up some of the money y'all put up some of the money and we're gonna split this shit even because like we're doing all the heavy lifting and shit like that, right? That's what originally came out. And Sony was like, nah, how about, I think it was like 85-15 or something like that. And Disney was like,
20%?
Yeah, Disney, yeah, you don't even get the 20%. Like, damn. They should have went through Lou.
They should have went through them up.
Yeah. So they were like, nah, we're just gonna take our nigga back. Y'all hyped him up for us, so we just gonna take him back, put out another movie, and just keep the 100%. How about that, you bitch ass nigga? And Disney was like, all right, yeah, y'all got it. But then it came out later that the deal was supposed to be it wasn't 50-50, it was 70-30. I don't know, niggas are throwing
70 around, for Sony?
70 for Sony, 30 for Marvel. Now, everyone's throwing out all these numbers. I hear, this is confirmed, this is not confirmed. I don't give a fuck.
Nobody knows, because y'all niggas wasn't in the room.
Yeah, I wasn't in the room, so I don't know what was officially there. Yeah. But it turns out that fucking Sony took back Spider-Man. And what ended up happening is they're keeping Tom Holland on, because he still has to do another solo movie. Yeah. But he's not connected to the MCU. So, Far From Home, everything in Far From Home, all that development and all those names, I don't know if maybe they'll strike a lesser deal to use those names. I don't know what's going to happen, but they're making another Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. But where it gets weird is that he's not connected to the MCU. So it's like, how are you going to reference Tony, Mysterio leaking your thing?
But one of the pros to it not being connected to the MCU is like they can just make a pure Spider-Man movie and not have to worry about like what the Avengers did, and just focus on Spider-Man.
That's not
being Spider-Man. Like you could do that.
That's not a pro to me because they failed at twice in two different decades. Also,
I mean
the whole thing. Wait,
the first and second Spider-Man, like the good. Very first ones, pretty good.
That's my problem.
And they were pretty good for the time. Like I enjoyed them. They fucked it up when they got to the third one. Amazing Spider-Man. First one was pretty good. The second one was absolute garbage. That one sucked.
That's what I'm saying. They can't deliver. Their track record shows that they cannot deliver a proper Spider-Man
unless
trilogy
it's animated.
Story. Unless it's animated.
Because that shit.
But Sony. But nigga. Sony got to two other niggas to write and do that. That wasn't really them. They did the same thing with Marvel. They went to go get people to fucking make this for them. It's not full Sony doing that. Can they do that now? Yeah. But it's still a weird thing where it's just like, hey, I know this face. I know his story and what he's been through. Mm-hmm. They built him up to a certain level, and now I have to ignore all of that? And you're still telling me that you're going to tell me a full story? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense like that. That also with the what was I going to say? When you're like, oh, they could make a pure Spider-Man movie? It was going to get there. It's like, they picked a young ass Spider-Man for the long term. So you get to have both. You get to have your Spidey going around with Avengers and all that stuff, and then you just have him dealing with home type shit. By the time Peter got to college, it would have been a full thing with Parker Industries and him losing and him or him just being broke as fuck on the street. Yeah. We would have fully seen that.
All that shit would have been great. We're not gonna get it though.
Without connect.
That's it.
But that's what I'm saying with the point you made where it's like, oh, we can finally get a pure Spidey movie. We would have gotten it. It was just like being patient and shit like that.
I feel like it's still gonna happen. I feel like the negotiations aren't done yet. I feel like they're gonna get back in there and they're gonna probably get him back in MCU. I don't think it'll be right away.
Yo, I'll
give Sony one movie and then he'll be back in MCU.
Yo, help me buy my plane ticket. I'll get him back. I'll get him back tomorrow.
All right, Ben, let's do it. Yo, let's drive there.
Pull up to the Sony office like DX.
Nah, fuck that.
In a tank, nigga.
Tom Holland
in the Buick.
Tom Holland gonna be tied up, dressed as Spidey on this podcast next week. Nigga, do the Spider-Man thing, nigga. Fucking hang from the ceiling, nigga. Shake that nigga up.
The one thing that I didn't understand though was like I saw some people saying like, "Oh, Disney needs to stop being greedy and let other people have things." And I'm just like, "But they own the character.
Yeah,
they would want to own the movie for the character that they own.
Yeah,
people
and they were
would naturally want to own the thing that they own.
And then they were
entirely.
And then they were like, "Oh, they should have thought about that." Back then, I was like, Disney wasn't the one who sold Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They bought Marvel, who already sold off Spider-Man to
Marvel
Sony.
Was broke.
Yeah.
This isn't
broke. Nigga was
it's
broke.
Not, it's not Marvel Comics trying to buy
Spider-Man from Sony. It's Disney trying to buy Spider-Man from Sony because the character's rights were sold to another company.
Why doesn't before Disney they just buy them out like outright? Just pay double the fucking sticker price, nigga. Just buy them.
Because if you're Sony, you don't sell.
You don't sell who brings in your most money.
Yeah, but you make way more money off of keeping them than selling.
But the crazy thing is, I feel like the only reason they're bringing in that much was because of fucking Disney.
Nah. It's because of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's
Spider-Man. The name Spider-Man alone will sell it.
What I'm saying
is, that movie can come out and be horrible. You'll watch that
trailer. He's talking about like the machine behind it.
I'm talking about the machine brought them in more money than they would have gotten without the machine. If you look, that's what I'm saying.
They definitely made more money than they would have with Amazing Spider-Man 3. They definitely made more money on Homecoming.
Because Homecoming came and it was actually good.
So you're saying like if Sony just was the one doing it solely, it wouldn't have made as much money if it wasn't for...
I don't think it would have.
They're not making a billion off of Spider-Man.
Yeah, facts. They're not. No. I don't see how you could. And it's like,
It would have done well.
Yeah, it would have done good.
You could have been like... Oh, the only reason they made that much because of the Avengers. So, nigga, you still getting the check. So what? Who the fuck cares? You getting the check and you don't have to do any of the work? Because it's not like, it's not like Sony cares about Spider-Man, the character. They just care about the money. Those are the people that are making the thing. So it's like, I don't want to hear people's like bullshit was like, they can probably make because they have some sentiment. They don't have no sentimental shit. Like, because it wasn't the creatives making the decisions. It was the higher ups.
The whole thing here is...
Disney wouldn't have any sentiment. Like, that's what it's all business.
This whole thing here has nothing to do with creatives.
Right.
So this whole sentimental shit and like...
It's all about the money.
Yeah. This is two businesses.
Which about, Sony, by
what
the way...
What dumbass said that to you?
What?
I was like, they don't have any sentimental intent. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
The fucking whole Twitter thing I went on the fucking
stupid
day.
Bitch.
Yeah, yeah. But then, like,
Sony's worth like $70 billion+. Yeah. So.
Niggas started making the jokes where it was like, yo, we're just going to buy y'all. you can either give us Spider-Man or we're just going to buy all of you.
That being said, I really need Disney to stop buying companies.
Buy me, nigga.
You can buy us.
Buy the honorable mention podcast.
But like, I don't like Disney running around like, yo, we're just gonna buy everything because then everything's just gonna be Disney products and there's no new ideas. It's just Disney ideas constantly.
That's not the worst thing.
Yeah, it is, nigga.
I will say,
nigga, you watched wrestling at one point. Yeah. You know what the WWF turned into?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's like, nigga, we monopolized that entire industry and our product is mid.
Yeah.
And that's all you have.
It's consistently mid instead of some dope highs and some kind of lows.
That's why I like where wrestling is now, because you've got other companies that are just like, all right, nigga, we're going to give you a run for your money now because we built ourselves up. And it's like, all right, you got your mid over there. They got their dope shit going on right now. When they're mid, you can turn your shit up and like, I have options.
Yeah, we'll just,
let me have options, Disney.
We're just going to see where this goes.
But also, like, if you got to buy those niggas to get Spider-Man, I don't think they're really giving me too much other dope shit. So, like, buy them and then chill.
Also, I feel like there's still enough companies out there that, like, we got to stop using that excuse that Disney's buying everybody. Because there's still, like, DreamWorks. There's still Sony. There's all these other companies that could be doing the shit that Disney's doing or
but
not.
But they're not. Because they suck.
We got to, like, acknowledge the fucking masterpiece that Disney puts out.
Like, in film, all of those other companies have their umbrella companies.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't do that. You come in, you're Disney.
Yeah.
Those umbrella companies are like producing much smaller content that is doper. There's like independent films and shit like that. When Disney buys them, that shit dies.
Yeah.
And like, you can't go to Disney with those ideas. It's just like, nah, nigga, you gonna make Cruella 2. You gonna make Maleficent Part 3. And you gonna make The Lion King number 75. Like, nigga, that's it. And we're gonna make money off it.
Lion King 75 is James.
I mean, it's also like you can't just blame Disney for that because they sold.
I don't. So, like, if you want to keep making
indie movies that are mid, don't fucking sell to Disney because you know what's gonna happen.
But my thing with that too is like when they bought Fox and all that stuff. Now we're in a place where we're like, oh shit, we have M-rated characters. Marvel has M-rated characters where like that's their whole history, that's their whole shtick and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, we bought this giant ass fucking like company, even though where it's like we're just gonna market the fucking kid friendly ones. And then the fans of like Deadpool and all that shit, they kind of like have to suffer. And it's like, yo, what the fuck? Because Disney just wants to, I guess, cater to their base, which is always just going to be like kid-friendly shit.
Yeah.
Kid-friendly shit that the adults can enjoy as well. So that's where we kind of lose. With that being said, I feel like the Disney Plus app is dope because that's where you get like the more mature content as far as like violence and like real guns shooting people and shit like that.
Yeah, we still got the Punisher out of this. They still own the Punisher at the time.
That was Netflix. That was no, but they sold the Netflix rights. That's why it was MA.
But wasn't that still Marvel?
They never included them in the MCU because that's Disney.
No, I'm not talking about the MCU. I'm just talking about them making the content. Like, I don't want Deadpool in the MCU if I can still get Deadpool movies. Like, they can still make it under the Marvel umbrella.
Who?
Disney. Like, Disney still made the Punisher. Even though it was Netflix, they still made the Punisher under a Marvel umbrella. Like, it was still Marvel. It had the logo in the beginning.
It didn't have the Disney stamp on it.
No, not the Disney. I'm talking about the Marvel logo. Like, Disney could use Marvel as just the front to, like, still put out these mature contents. Like, they don't have to have the Disney cast on the beginning of Deadpool.
But put it out where? They can't put it on the Disney Plus app. Because if it's on the Disney Plus app, it has the Disney stamp. That's what I'm saying. They bought, like, Netflix was the place where you would get it. They're putting everything on their app now.
What about Deadpool 3? Like, they could still put out Deadpool 3.
It's PG-13.
Doesn't have to be.
That's what... Disney's going to put out a rated R movie because then it has their stamp on it. That's what I'm saying. Everything that they put out...
But what are they afraid of?
Yo, when they going to stop doing that drop R-rated shit?
Because if you think about it, like, yeah, they don't want to lose...
That's what I'm saying.
They don't want to lose the kids, but it's like, if you just put it out under the Marvel umbrella, like, the adults...
Exactly.
The adults will know, like, oh, it's Deadpool. Let me not take my kid to go watch Deadpool.
I don't know. I don't know why they do that. Again, maybe that's, like, the higher up instead of, like, the creative. I think you can make an effective Deadpool movie and make it PG-13. I think I've said that before. Like, I've seen him in dope, and I've seen him in a Disney XD show with Spider-Man. Like, it's fun. It's dope. I don't know if it's going to be as dope because I've already got something super authentic. But maybe that's just something I got to live with because no matter what, they're going to get my money, and maybe that's just...
I also feel like the X-Men should be rated M, but we're definitely not going to get that.
Rated M?
I don't think
mature,
so.
Mature, nigga.
You can leave him PG-13.
No, because I was like...
I don't know what I'm saying, but I think
he said rated M.
That's what I'm saying. He said rated M. So I was like, oh, are you going to video games? Yeah, I didn't know if you were speaking a movie or a thing.
Rated R or whatever.
Okay. But yeah, that shit trash, Sony. But at the same time, I'm going to watch it. I am going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I hope it's good.
I hope.
The end.
Not expectations.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do.
And it's not even like, just like Disney and Sony got to get their shit together, man. Like, it's just money. Like, you guys are going to make a lot of it.
Yeah, man. Y'all, like, man, that's like cocaine money fun. Like,
Nick, I'm putting you on the same boat with the other nigga. I was talking about fucking passion. It's just money. Nigga, you know what money is to them?
No, I know. But it was like, we're talking about just money. We're talking about,
I dare you walk in there fucking about, head off and be like, oh, it's just money. About, they go whoop your ass and throw you out the window like jazz, nigga.
But at the point, we're talking about a 20% it's just difference. Money. We're talking about
this nigga talk about a 20% difference. It's just money.
Damn, he got you, Lou.
But I was saying, you're going from 30% to 50%. Like, figure out a middle ground and get this shit happening.
Lou, when he came with 20% of that idea.
I'm remember that. Watch him edit that out.
Make sure you do.
So I can't use it against him. He's like, yo, 20%. Yeah, nah, man, it's just 20%. Man, you do this shit for free. It's a 20% difference.
Speaking about people buying people.
Hey,
go ahead, James. You got it. Kings. That's my man, 50 grand. All right, speak, nigga. They got to do the whole intro shit. Like,
they over here doing a shoulder shimmy.
Yeah,
like,
nigga, they can't see that.
You lobbed it at Mr. Dunk.
They can't see it? Oh,
nah,
damn.
You killed the shoulder shimmy, but...
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Can't see that.
But... Killed the shoulder shimmy, but you missed the shot. Nigga. Yes. Now you just look stupid.
So...
You look like Lou said. It's just a 20% of the sodium.
Nah, I can't beat that one. He's on his own with that shit. But, you know, Death Row Records is now owned by Hasbro.
Hasbro Toys.
So Hasbro. Okay. So basically how that happened was because when Death Row went bankrupt, they were purchased by a company called E1 Entertainment.
I know E1.
And E1, actually, no, my fault. It's called Entertainment One. And they bought they bought like a whole whatever.
Nigga, hold on. Hasbro owns Death Row.
Nigga,
wait. They could make a version of Clue where you're trying to figure out who killed Pop.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Son.
Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
Wow. That just happened.
Hasbro,
wait.
Give me the bag.
Wait.
Give me the bag, Hasbro.
This is going to come out bad. But are they going to call it Who Shot You?
No, they're going to go to Bad Boy for that one.
Oh.
They didn't take the 20%.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, that was... Oh.
It's going to be called Hit 'Em Up.
Jeez Louise. So basically, Hasbro bought Entertainment One for $4 billion.
It's going to be called Clue Park.
And so now they own Death Row. They own the Death Row catalog.
We're not just going to blow past Clue Park.
We tried. We really tried.
We're not trying. We're not doing that. That nigga said that out loud.
I'm just saying.
It was so bad, it's funny. So like, exactly. I'm not mad at it.
Clue Park.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So basically, all that means is, if my next Mr. Potato Head don't come with a detachable 40-ounce and a
Glock 40.
Yeah, and a Glock 40 and a Cherry Vest 6.4, I'm going to be upset.
I am going to be upset.
I'm going to be highly upset.
With the digital quarter ready to die. Not ready to die. What was the Pac one?
Which one? Hit Him Up?
Nah.
Ambitions of a Writer?
Yeah, whatever. Let's go away, Ambitions of a Writer. I was talking about the album.
Oh. All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yo, that nigga better come with a fucking bandana. Oh, all that. Man. Nose ring.
But so Hasbro is all the Toy Story toys, obviously.
Not all the toys.
It's just Potato Head, right?
Potato Head and I think there's some other ones. But
I think they're the Big Buzz and the Big Woody. I think
so.
not the little boy, not the little Woody.
Big Woody.
Oh, falls me a childish, but I had to.
I'm pretty sure Disney owns those.
Now, I kind of wanted to see Woody with the paisley bandana print cowboy hat, yo. Like,
you would buy that?
I would buy that.
Yeah,
you know, that would be pretty lit. And he got like a big chain on. Big Jesus piece. Imagine Woody with a Jesus piece.
And the chain at the bottom says Andy.
Woo!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The big Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
They got it? Rex. Yeah.
No, but they got
My Little Pony.
No, but they make the toys. I don't think they own the license for those names. I think it's Disney.
The My Little
Pony. No, they own the thing. They just,
Death Row crossover.
They just sell the toys. They make and sell the toys.
They distribute the toys.
Yeah. It's Disney Sony again.
They might get away with that.
Yeah.
Giving Woody to Paisley.
They might. Yo, yeah. I'm with it. I want to see what crossovers they're going to have.
Nigga, Death Row Monopoly?
Yo, Death Row.
Nigga. You got to buy the Vegas Strip?
Yo, bruh. Damn. This is great.
You try to buy Mike Tyson?
Yo. This is amazing.
You pass. You land on.
Nobody goes to jail.
No. It's an imprintership.
The bars are bent. Yeah, it's like, go to jail, get out, and next turn.
Instead of the get out of jail free card, it's get out of studio.
Get out of the studio without getting your ass beat.
Get out of the MGM studio.
Yo.
They're just grabbing you by the ankles over the edge.
Over the
edge? What are the board pieces?
A 40 Glock. Ounce.
A Glock.
40 ounce.
A Jesus piece.
A bandana.
A Rolex.
A pit bull.
A pit bull. Oh, you gotta have a pit bull.
Chronic leaf.
Yes.
For sure.
Damn. What else? I feel like there's something else we're missing.
Damn.
I think we covered about everything.
A Jeep Wrangler.
For sure. A bandana.
A big ass cross and a
bandana.
Chain.
Definitely. Yeah.
Wow, they got so many options.
Dude. They do.
A lowrider.
Fire.
The Death Row chain. That could be like
the little. Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would be one of the things that you buy on the board. Instead of buying property, there's no property to buy.
Nah. Okay,
because you signed a death row, you're not buying property.
It'll be like buying a catalog. Or
there's one board segment that says your masters, and it's the most ridiculous fucking price. It's so just like you have to forfeit the game.
It costs more than
the money they give you in the game.
Yes,
that's like you got to buy another game to take that money to play that game.
And then once you buy it, they're just like, all right, nigga, you're out the game now because they killed you.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, and the funniest thing about this whole acquisition.
All white Ferrari also.
That too.
There you go.
That's all. The funniest thing about this whole acquisition is that Hasbro probably doesn't even know what the fuck Death Row Records is.
Nah. They're just going to throw
it in. And it was just because that was like one of the things and somebody pointed it out like, oh, Death Row's a part of that.
Oh, no.
And then they just threw that up there.
Nah.
They didn't mean for that.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they bought E1.
Yeah, they bought E1 but because E1 had owned Death Row from when Death Row went bankrupt.
I see.
Death Row, right? So you know they're going to have a Dr. Dre, Mr. Microphone. They're coming out with a whole line of kids' music toys.
With drum pads?
With the drum pads.
Yeah. Baby drum pads.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
The Game of Life Death Row Edition.
You vibe it.
The Game of Death?
The Game of Death.
Wow.
The Game of Life, .. maybe.
This is great. Yo, this is great. I hope they're listening right now, Hasbro.
The Game of Life in prison.
Hasbro, if y'all listening, we available. Yeah. You can hire us. We got mad ideas for y'all.
Nigga, right? We just gave you a wild toy.
We did. We just did a lot of work for you.
Off the rip.
Yeah. Imagine when you give us the bag.
Like, I'm not even brainstorming right now.
4 hours in the room.
Like, this is off the pen.
Yeah, see, the pen was like, damn.
Pen off me. God damn.
This is incredible.
Oh, wait. Speaking of that, right? I got a story. Tell me if this is racist. All right.
Yes,
so,
yes it most likely is.
So, right?
Wait. Write down where this story begins.
All right, go on. We're trying to decide whether we're going to have to cut this or not.
Just in case. Go on, Chris. You can tell the story.
I didn't say anything racist. So anyway.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right, so we're good.
Yeah, the person that I get my bud from is out of town, right? Shout out Haitian Steph.
Hey, Steph.
Right?
You're
so
one of the many Haitian Steph.
She was like, yo, I'm not going to get back until Tuesday, right? And I was like, yo, I'm not going to make it till then, right? So.
You didn't reel before she left? Fucked up.
I hit her up the day she was leaving. Yeah, and I didn't know she was leaving that day.
Disgrace.
You gotta know your dealer schedule.
Come on, Chris.
You can never know your dealer schedule, right? The whole thing.
They're not ready.
You gotta get. Lewis would be the most supportive, like drug dealer dad, like the dad of the drug dealer.
But listen, what you doing next month? Let's run this down. Yeah.
Nah, son, you gotta get organized. Yeah, I bought you this calendar. It's dry erase, okay? Right? Little Crayola dry erase.
Your subscription to Microsoft Office.
Teach him how to make a spreadsheet.
You know what a G Suite is?
He's like, yeah, that's my new line.
Hey. Oh, hey. So now, also, I got something off mic. It's a very dope weed idea, and I don't want anyone to hear it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Someone remind
me. We gave Hasbro a fucking Monopoly idea, but our weed idea.
We keep to ourselves.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Can't have that, Hasbro.
Hasbro might take that and run with it.
So. Right. Hasbro might take me and run with it.
If they do, please.
We're about to start a company called Hasbros.
Hasbros?
We're going to start a company called Has-Bins.
And that is the honorable mention podcast.
Wow.
But anyway, so my...
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, my original weed dealer is out of town, right? So I hit up my friend, and I was like, yo, is your connect around? Yeah. So she gives me the phone number, and I hit him up. And gives me a place to meet the next day, right? So next day comes, he was like, hey, go to this parking lot of this business, blah, blah, blah. I'll be there in like 10 minutes, right? So I go over there, I'm waiting, and I'm just like, I'm listening to Doggy Style in the car, right? And hitting what's left of
this nigga just got Pornhub on blast.
No, not that
nigga riding around.
Oh, nigga.
That's why I was laughing.
Banging out the speakers.
Wait, what? What? What the fuck kind of...
You didn't specify what type of doggy style.
But like that sound, like is she fucking or delivering a baby? Like,
both.
A little bit of both.
Fucking wow. In Lamaze class?
Wait, is she fucking Mandingo? Because then it is both.
Wow. So I'm listening to Snoop Dogg's debut album, Doggy Style, right?
Ah, okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
I got to get specific on you niggas.
You really have to.
That's an odd position to listen to music in, but I...
I'm just in the back seat. Just back arch.
Toot it up.
Toot it in. Fuck
you in the car. What are you doing?
No, the drug didn't pull over. Hey, yo.
Man. So now
he said this ain't that type of exchange.
The dollar bills in between the cheeks.
He was like, yo, I gotta pay for this shit. So
Ass, gas, and grass, nigga. You got the grass, I got the ass, nigga. Yo.
He got IBS, so he got the gas, too.
I got the gas, ass, and the grass.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All-purpose exchange. Oh.
Look how y'all got me out here.
look how you got you. Sticking himself in the back seat, in doggy style, listening to doggy style.
This is a nasty transaction. That's the name of his first album, Nasty Transaction.
Yo, but now it's like, yo, do I got that much backseat space?
Like, you definitely don't. You definitely can't.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Right? Like, I don't even
think about the dimensions of the Subaru.
But
now I'm thinking of my dimensions. Like, I can't. Like, I don't even think I could do that in my backseat if I wanted to.
Like, you probably could, but no one else could fit back there with you.
Yeah, you would have to, like, crack the door open.
They'd have to stand outside.
All right. We got it.
All right. But anyway.
Yo.
Wow.
So, anyway. I'm in this parking lot, right? And I'm listening to Snoop's album. And I'm just like chilling, vibing, the music's up. So then he texts me and he goes, "Yo, where you at?" And then he goes, "Subaru?" And then I'm like, I took one, I'm like, "Yeah." And I turn around and he's like kind of like standing at the corner but in front of my car, and he comes. And I'm like, "All right, cool." And then he leaves. And then I'm like, did he just assume the nigga in a parking lot listening to rap music was there to buy weed? Like, I couldn't. I'm like, is that racist? Like, I'm like, because he doesn't know me. He's never seen me before. And he just saw someone sitting in a car.
Listening to Snoop Dogg.
Listening to Snoop.
In doggy style position.
Were there, like, other cars?
There,
like,
was mad other cars in the parking lot.
Was this daytime?
Yes.
Oh, all right. He knew. I was going to say, like, yo, if you're sitting there chilling in a car and you got, like, your headlights on and no one, like.
This was 5 p.m.
Did he see your hat?
No, he was behind the car.
It could have just been like a good guess.
Yeah. The nigga listening to Snoop Dogg most likely wants weed.
Because not even the fact that he's listening to Snoop is just the nigga sitting in a car.
Yeah.
There's no one else just chilling in the car, so it's probably this guy. There was
in cars because this is like a busy parking lot. That's what I'm saying. This might be racist. That's what I'm like, yo, if it's.
I tried to bail the nigga out several different ways.
Four cars.
Nah, because also like Subarus are mostly owned by like white people.
Oh,
you didn't see me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo,
so I don't know. I don't know if it's racist.
He heard Snoop blasting. Yeah,
I'm attributing it to the Snoop.
Yeah, I guess. I just want to know if that was.
He
racist.
Said, "Oh, this is stereotypical."
It's a 60% chance,
right? But I'm not mad because he sold me the weed cheaper than I usually get it.
So okay, cool.
Damn, Haitian Steph is done for.
Slow for stuff.
Why you got it? No.
Sorry, Steph.
No. I'm going to go back to Steph. That's my nigga. Shut up. I got to pee. Go on break. So, y'all keeping up with chicken nowadays?
The whole world's keeping up with chicken nowadays.
Nah, sir. I'm off chicken entirely.
Fam, the world is going crazy.
Bro.
So, first off, let me tell you about my short experience yesterday, what I did with my Saturday, right? So a friend of my girlfriend's friend, right, threw a beer pong tournament.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. I saw you was trying to follow the timeline. Okay, yes. So a friend of a friend, right, threw a beer pong tournament, and Marcy thought it was a good idea for her and her friend Steph,
to be
in it, right? And it was a $35 buy-in.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
And they knew they were not good at beer pong. Uh-huh. They knew they weren't going to win, but they just wanted to have fun.
Okay.
So I was like, yo, I respect it. You do that, baby. I'm going to keep my $35 and just watch you play.
Good idea. You still got beer.
And I still got free
Smart
beer.
Smart man.
So I got all of the fun with none of the money because I was like, I knew I wasn't going to win. I was like, all I have to do if I want to play beer pong is wait till the competition is over and just pick a random table and I start playing. If anything, I'm the real winner because
that's a fact. So you paid zero and you still played.
And the people who won last year won this year, and it was funny.
You were practicing again?
Because after the brackets were set up and shit like that, the table was set up,
and like everyone's practicing and shit like that. I pull up to the dude's house, Marcy and Steph in the corner drinking White Claws while everyone's practicing. And I'm like, why are y'all not on the table? And then she's like, babe, no, look, we have a plan, right?
We're going to go we're going to lose.
She was like, yo, we're going to lose, right? So we go into the losers bracket and then we're going to beat all of them. And then we're just going to work our way up and try our chances at the champion. She's like, yo, baby, it's foolproof. And I'm like, the other losers are going to beat you. Because
they lost every match.
So now she's like, no, it's foolproof.
I wonder if they ever got a point.
No, so listen. So now...
Fools got through that plan.
So like, so now she's like, no, it's great. We're going to do it. Like, the plan is going to be like foolproof. And I'm like, y'all are fucking stupid. Like, y'all going to lose it. She's like, shut up. So I'm like, all right, cool. So now we're in the garage, right? And we're just chilling in the shade for a little bit. And her other friend, Steph, who's drinking Hennessy and some type of juice, 2% juice, 90% Hennessy, tries...
Let's go, Steph.
Great ratio.
Yeah, goes. She goes, oh, shit, I'm drunk. She was like, oh, my God, we're going to lose. And then they start panicking, and they're like,
so you have to get drunk to figure that out?
Yeah, and I'm like, all you have to do is show up. I told you I was going to lose. So first match comes up, and their first match is against last year's champions.
Oh.
And,
and
it got to the point.
What a way to get into the losers bracket.
Right? So it got to the point where the winners are giving them pointers. They're like, nah. Like, just aim for the middle cup. Like, you just... a little less risk. And I'm like,
aiming at the tree, nigga.
Oh, like, that's Spike Dudley versus Triple H.
Niggas were getting hit in the belly button with ping pong balls. I just want to say that.
What's the name of that one-legged nigga?
Wow, what?
One-legged wrestler. What was his name?
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't remember his name.
That's who they were.
I do remember when Brock Lesnar threw that nigga into the ring. His mom was watching. His mom was in the crowd watching her son get tossed around like that. I'm
damn,
like, bro.
These girls got thrown to the Lions first round, right? Bro.
So they lose, and they're like, yo, fine, cool, whatever. Second round of the losers bracket is against another, like, team. And it gets down to... they're playing, like, 45 minutes in the baking sun. And it gets down to a cup to a cup. Pressure's on, blah, blah, blah. No one's making it. Finally, Marcy takes the shot. Nails it. Steph starts fucking dancing. Hey. She's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Other dude pulls up, fucking makes it.
Ooh, redemption. Cash.
Now Steph hurried her. Yeah, now they gotta go, now that they have to do 3-2-1. So now it's another 45 minutes. Like 30, 45 minutes. Marcy's sick of it. She was like, yo, I won't tell nobody. We'll just settle this with a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Wait, why do they gotta wait so long in between shots?
Huh?
Why is it like 30 minutes in between shots?
It's not. No, that's how long they were playing.
30 minutes of them just struggling.
Oh yeah, of struggling. And, like, she wanted to decide the game with like, rock, paper, scissors.
Sounds on Bradford. Sounds on Bradford.
Yeah, right? And then they lost, and then we were done. So we were like...
wait, hold on. So they lost not even to beer pong? They lost to rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they never played rock. They lost beer pong.
Oh, okay.
So they were out, and she was like... damn, I just wasted $35. I was like, yeah, you did. You want to go eat? So there's a Popeyes down the block. So you're like, all right, you know, let's go to the Popeyes. And the line was down the block.
What the fuck, man?
And so I made a U-turn. I said, fuck this. I'm going to Wendy's. Make the U-turn driving by. We look inside.
4-4-4-4-4-4.
You know the 4-4-4-4-4-4. And the line was like touching the door. They weren't outside, but it was packed. So we just got
this Popeye stuff has me so tight because it's just a chicken sandwich.
Like they never had chicken
it's before. Not that serious.
Son, I feel like I'm living in a Boondocks episode.
It's crazy.
It's a chicken sandwich. It's not that. Yo, people have been tearing up Popeyes.
Yeah.
The dude jumped through the freaking drive-thru to fight them.
That lady was spazzing over.
Bro, what? Another dude. He took a bag of garbage and threw it.
Somebody said that the Popeyes ran out of chicken and some lady brought a chicken, like a dead chicken. It's chicken, nigga.
It's a chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
Never had Popeyes before? Like, they literally just took a breast and put two pieces of meat.
Yes, that's exactly what they did.
Sauce on it.
Like, I'm trying to understand what the whole thing about it is. Like, why are people going this crazy over a chicken sandwich?
They're putting some wild shit in it to make niggas act fucked up, man. All right? Let me put my tinfoil hat on.
All right.
Anything that any company sells that makes niggas act in this manner, like, you should not be consuming that. You shouldn't be putting anything in you that's got niggas.
But they didn't have it yet.
Yeah, I'm saying they didn't even have it yet. They just want it.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
But why? But like, I'm trying to understand why. Why is it like? And I can't front. It made me ashamed to be black.
A lot of shit makes me ashamed to be black.
Nah, because like, what are y'all doing? It's a fucking chicken sandwich.
Do wild shit over that for a fried chicken sandwich? Like, it should make you feel some type of way.
That's crazy.
Like, you feel the way you should feel.
Yeah. I don't eat fried foods, so I'm not, like, hype about trying it.
But when you did, would you be that hype over a chicken sandwich?
But I would never stand on a line that long for a chicken sandwich.
The first day I saw some people say, like,
for any sandwich.
I saw people like, oh, this sandwich is good. This is Popeyes by me. I was like, oh, maybe I'll, like, drop by if I'm hungry and I pass by that shit. I'll just get the chicken sandwich. And then, like, shit just started ramping up and niggas just going crazy over it. I'm just like, bro. Like,
I don't even want it no more.
I don't want it.
I don't.
Y'all niggas are acting nuts over a sandwich.
I can wait, like, mid-October to try it.
I'm
like,
never going to eat that shit.
I'm like, yo, pumpkin spice beer and a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
If they'll probably take it off the menu, honestly.
That shrimp po' boy that they got in there,
niggas, that's good.
Y'all niggas be fucking up by not ordering that shit.
That joint is mad.
Like,
good.
That's what I get at Popeye's. It's amazing.
But, but niggas want to follow the fad. This whole like, people are just getting mad they don't have to see the sandwich because they can't put it up on Instagram. No, like, I got the sandwich. That's what they're mad over.
And I've heard, like, one of my cousins hit me up the other day because we were talking about it. And he was like, yo, the sandwich not even that good.
That's what I've heard.
Nigga, it's a mass-produced sandwich from a fast food chain.
It's not even that good.
I be over here yelling at Chris about, like, yo, go get this cheeseburger where they put lobster on it. Nigga, that's the food that I'm going to go crazy over. Not some fucking fast food chicken breast with a little bit of sauce.
And some pickles.
I don't know. Ooh. I just think as the black community, like, we should be ashamed. We should be ashamed, especially like seeing the visuals.
Yeah,
Seeing the visuals like made me sick. Like, it made me not want to even.
Like, I can
try
just imagine like
at all.
The way that shit's popping up on my feed is popping up on some suburban white kid's feed, and he's like, oh, look at these niggas going crazy for fried chicken.
Why feed
the
stereotype?
Now I gotta beat the shit out of this little white boy because y'all niggas want to act stupid. So you see the position you put me in over some chicken.
Why y'all doing this to myself?
Don't do this to me.
So I've been trying like this keto thing. So
I'm Muay Thai kneeing little Kevin in the face.
I can't even really eat.
Blonde hairs all on like my kneecaps because of you, nigga.
Because like the carbs is just a little.
Nigga,
this ain't
about you, Chris. Nigga.
Oh, all right, my bad. I'm just
about the black community, nigga. Right, yeah, you fucking light skinned.
Yeah, did you hear what he said though?
I did. I tried to.
He said blonde hairs on his knees.
I don't know why he showed up with his sticky knees.
I need the nigga so hard in the face his hair fell out.
Yeah, but
that's,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
But why would it get stuck to your knees? It's just gonna
nigga,
fall off
the
your
velocity
knees.
At which I'm throwing his knee into that nigga's cranium.
What do velociraptors have to do with
it? It changes the texture of his kneecap, all right?
But so, like, why are they
don't
sticky?
Don't talk about the texture of my knees.
His kneecap becomes porous.
Nigga, you were talking about.
Nigga, you ever had blood on your knees?
You were talking about
blood
Jurassic
on knees.
Ew, all I gotta say, is that y'all should all be ashamed of yourselves fighting
Wait,
over.
Wait, does that sandwich have cheese?
No,
it ain't got cheese.
It ain't even got cheese on it.
It ain't even a real sandwich. Y'all niggas going crazy over a sandwich that ain't even got cheese. Y'all niggas is dumb. What's wrong with y'all? Kevin died for y'all to eat sandwiches that ain't got cheese.
Who the fuck is Kevin?
The little white boy that I needed to bring.
I thought that was Timmy.
Both of them.
Both of them.
He did a double knee hit.
I'm like Kevin McAllister?
Hey, when the last time you see Kevin McAllister?
Backflip and hit Kevin after Timmy.
Son, I'm just, like I said, I'm just ashamed, man. I think it's really, I think we got better things to line up for than a chicken sandwich.
Nigga, the rainforest is on fire.
That's facts. Like, Brazil on fire.
I'm a very strong believer in anytime something really stupid starts to gain a lot of traction and attention, it's just because they're trying to distract you from something more important that's happening. And almost every time that happens, I stop and I'm just like, all right, let me go check the news across like multiple sources to find out like what else is happening. And it's always some really important shit going on.
Because that's like the biggest, like that's the biggest thing going on right now is the chicken sandwich shit.
Yeah.
Aside from
and I'm
the
just
Amazon.
Like,
yeah.
It's chicken sandwiches and Amazon is the timeline
that's,
right
that's
now.
That's what it really is. But it's like chicken sandwich one and Amazon
so,
2.5.
But, Popeye's trying to help the rainforest. And he goes, like, where's the chicken at, nigga?
But so let me ask you this, right? So with that, because I do agree, like there is some
cheese.
Type of.
She ain't got cheese.
No cheese.
At least put a little sleep.
I had White Castle the other day, and that shit put me in a coma. I'm good off that, bro. That's good.
You should go to the doctor. There's something in that as well, but that's a different podcast. This is about Popeyes right now, you selfish bastard. Meanwhile, Marcel's ingesting fucking sliders with opioids in it.
they cutting the burgers with fentanyl. Yeah,
we should actually be more concerned about Marcel and his health.
K2 sliders.
Wow. Give me that.
What? Yo,
what? Huh? All right, Chris Brown.
I bet Timmy got the hookup.
Wow. Timmy do got the hookup, but you need him in the face. Yeah. So.
I mean, he ain't got a face, but he can tell me where the shit at. I don't give a fuck.
This is point.
He got hooked up with the knee.
I'll hook him up with another one if you don't know where I can get these K2 sliders. Nigga.
Jesus Christ.
I saw somebody put up with the fucking, with the Popeye shit. Somebody put a
nigga better get me some methorella sticks.
Methorella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks?
What the fuck is
yo,
that?
Yo, please don't let Marcel open up a restaurant.
Because James is buying it.
Because I'm buying everything.
Somebody put the bread
We didn't have onion rings. We just got O's, nigga. How many O's you want to cop, man?
Somebody put the bread tags on the Popeye sandwiches and said, I got the off-white edition. 600.
So, anyway. So, the whole thing, like... I do believe there's like some type of connection between the Popeye sandwich and Amazon rainforest burning down, right?
Yeah.
So, but my thing is, you can care about more than one thing at a time, right?
Of course.
So, do you think that if the Popeye's craze wasn't going on right now, what would be our call to action when dealing with the Amazon rainforest right now? Like, what?
Nigga, Wonder Woman sent a couple planes with water, nigga.
My only thing about the whole Amazon thing is like when situations like that pop up, I always like kind of feel kind of helpless because I'm like I care about this,
right? Mm-hmm.
What the fuck can I do?
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, donate money. I can't.
Yeah,
I have bills.
Right, and I'm not saying
and I can't get on a plane and go over there and help. Like what right. y'all niggas want from me?
Right, I'm not saying that bringing attention to it or y'all posting it is useless because we can't do anything.
No, that's
because
just important.
It is important, and they also, are doing something good. But I'm just
what
saying.
What can I do?
That's basically what I'm asking. I'm like, what else can we do to help?
But the same thing, like if Popeye's runs out of chicken, what can you do? So it's like, niggas.
What?
think about it.
Sounded like a bar. This entire podcast.
Think about it.
You keep trying. If Popeye, you 0-3 or D.
No, but think about it. If Popeye's runs out of chicken, there's nothing you could do about it, right?
Yeah.
But the nigga running through the fucking drive-thru window.
Well, he's trying to do like, something. Like, he's going into action.
Some other window, like, how the fuck can I see the rainforest, nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they don't mean, like, that.
Honestly, though, if there is something I can do, I would really like to
know. Whose window, but somebody
I was like, let's hope it's not any of ours. I guess I don't know.
That ain't gonna die if he comes to my window.
Please do not try to come to my window.
Yeah.
I'm on the third floor. You gotta get a ladder. You're doing a lot, bro.
Hashtag Kool Aid Man challenge.
Yo, no. Do not start that.
Let's take it easy.
I got a katana at home.
With Rihanna?
Yeah.
And I have several knives.
I wish.
In a katana and Rihanna in the cabana?
Yes.
Why? What? That doesn't seem like the most ideal situation.
Listen, somebody trying to run up on me and Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
And they don't make that sound, too.
They don't call him Kung Fu Kenny for nothing.
That's true.
They don't call him that at all.
They call me Kung Fu Jimmy.
They don't either.
Jimmy from the block.
They called him Kung Fu Timmy. Now they call him No Face.
All right. Hey.
No Face, baby.
No Face!
Call him Muay Thai Mar.
Muay Thai Mar.
Muay Thai Mar.
I think we did spit out that nickname before. It was?
Yeah,
he did. Most likely, yeah. Because I was like, oh, that sounds like a candy bar.
That does sound like, yes, that was it, yeah.
Yeah, we had a whole.
Yo, let's create that candy bar.
No, it sounds nasty.
It has a lot of what does it have a lot of in it?
Curry and teriyaki sauce.
Nigga, what kind of
it's a candy bar? That's nasty.
The nigga's eating K2 sliders. His insides are just as crazy as mine.
Hold on, I mean methorella sticks now.
Methorella sticks.
Get it right.
K2
sliders. He is eating K2 sliders. I've seen it.
Methorella sticks sounds like a Ghostface bar.
So you methorella
a little bit, yeah.
But yo, listen, man, I feel like. Honestly, I just feel like
we need to choose better what we're gonna be mad at.
Yeah, because I don't know. She's it's like there's you, there's so much things that like that energy could have been brought to that niggas want to bring it to Popeyes. Like you fighting the people telling, who work there.
You tell
like,
a nigga about the Amazon, like, yo, nigga, I can't do shit about the Amazon. But yo, Popeyes ran out of chicken. Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Like, come on, well, man.
I get if you want the sandwich. Like, sure. I want to try new
I
things.
I would never shit, line sure, up for like, food.
Relax, bro. I mean,
unless I'm at a fair. Yeah,
let's take it easy now.
Yeah.
What if there's like a yo, shortage of food?
I'm not going to Popeyes.
No, in general, you will.
You
up
mean
for food.
Like an apocalyptic okay, situation?
Yeah, exactly. That's no, I'm not talking about that.
For food.
We're taking it.
That's like never say never.
That's for necessity.
Yeah,
like, when I say, about when I say right now, when I say line up, I mean I'm not going to Popeyes to buy a chicken sandwich and line up for 2 hours
yeah,
to
that.
Buy a chicken sandwich.
Don't
that's
I mean,
the
right
type
now
lineup.
You don't have to worry about lining up. You got to worry about getting lined up if you get your hands on a chicken yeah. sandwich.
Yo, facts, and then somebody gonna try to run up on me because
the sandwich
for some poultry
for some
got,
poultry
shit it. Ain't got cheese
and it's mid for a mid. Y'all doing this for a mid sandwich?
I'm going to Chick-fil-A, nigga. Fuck that.
Yo, what is Popeye's not on Uber Eats and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
It is?
That's
it
like is. Where you're able to get it from.
Oh,
because
okay.
basically what they're doing is it's like limited. So the ones that they have there, they're holding it for Uber Eats orders.
Guess what I'm about to order.
nigga, I am texting Marcy right now. Baby, check to see if the thing is on.
Now we're trying this shit, nigga. Wait, I need to see what's making this nigga go crazy.
Nah, like,
I mean, if I eat it and it's good, I'm gonna get it again.
Of course,
but I'm, but you're not
I'm also
crazy.
Not roundhousing anyone
yeah,
for the shit.
Yeah, you're not gonna freaking stall.
Chick-fil-A sandwich is the best chicken sandwich I ever had in my life. I didn't go crazy over that shit. Like, yeah, it was the best chicken.
I did.
Sandwich.
I did really enjoy the video of the Chick-fil-A
hey,
employee.
Hey, baby, do me a favor. You sleeping? Oh well, wake up. I need you to do me something very important. Can you check Uber Eats and Postmates to see if Popeyes is on there? Because, yo, we could just get the chicken sandwiches from there. See, we're... All right, cool. I love you. Nigga, it is $2.54. If you don't get your ass... I love you. Oh, you took a nap. All right. Well, yo, take your ass to Uber Eats, please. All right, bye. Love you.
Nigga, you should have started with "This is Chris from the Honorable Mention Podcast."
Oh, you got a warning.
Nah, fuck that.
Should have hit you with the "Hey, Daddy."
I'm like, nigga, abort. Lewis, cut, edit,
cut, Lewis.
Yeah. Lewis, like, yeah, sure. All
right, cool.
Guess what I'm doing right now, Daddy?
I'm like, y'all might want to clear out for a couple minutes. Nah.
Y'all need bathroom breaks?
Nah, y'all need bathroom. Right, nah. Leave the mics on.
Ooh, I like
mad
that.
That's mad reverb right there.
I like that.
And, all right. You know what? I think we could leave. All right. So this has been episode 6. Shit, nigga, what? Hold on.
66?
Shit, nigga, six, what? Six.
You missed it, James.
Oh, my fault.
Six.
Damn.
Was it? Wait, what?
Episode 66.
Episode number 666. Six.
666.
Yeah.
Six.
All right.
So.
that was his fault. That was his fault.
How was that my fault?
That was your fault.
As always.
Whose idea was it?
Lewis's.
As always, you can find me on Instagram and the Twitters at DuckJordan_. You can also hit homebodymerch.com. The fall line is here.
Get all your fall shit, nigga. He got hoodies. He got track jackets. He got windbreakers. He got
all the summer.
What else you got? He got a slingshot if you're trying to be Dennis the Menace. My
all
nigga.
The summer stuff is on sale right now.
Nah, I mean, he got crack rocks if you need a little bit of that too. It's in the pocket.
The whole body crack rocks.
Mozzarella sticks, nigga.
Mozzarella sticks.
Nah, nigga.
That's
our
home burger.
My bad. I thought you were
trademarked.
That's not all right.
He got the homebody homeboy mankinis are out now.
That's James. Mm. Been
slingshot.
Doubles as a slingshot.
Yeah.
But the new line samples are here. You know, this time around, you know, I'm gonna do a little photo shoot, get my model nigga on, lick my lips. So that's coming soon. And James, where can the people
you know
find
you can find me at homebodymerch.com. I've finally stepped into my role as general manager of homebodymerch.com. So
how'd you step into the role?
He literally
just stepped in.
He built an office out of a box
in your room.
Yeah, I don't know who keeps letting him in.
Hey,
Marcy.
Only thing he got in there is a telephone, no receiver.
Like I said, hey, listen, man. Like I said, you could use my code #James for
code have a hashtag
for 0% discount. You can find me at just underscore JVMS.
That's also how you spell the, the code.
Yes, that's how you spell it. JVMES.
Putting out some fucking fire lately.
Thank you, man. I got a lot in the vault.
You put up three outfits already. I'm waiting for that fourth one. It's a wrap.
I got a few.
Nigga been staring off into the distance, wild, crazy all
week.
That's
what I do. That's what I do. I stare off. They call me stare off, Poppy.
Camera timer on point.
Yo, camera timer. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
See,
man.
Now, I looked down to check on my chicken sandwich update, so I missed all of that. But I'm gonna listen tomorrow.
Okay.
But
perfect.
Lewis, did you go?
No, but the chicken sandwich update is not on DoorDash. At least I checked.
Oh no, she just sent me a thing. Yo, we go gonna talk off mic. Yeah, nigga. Anyway,
you can find me as always on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis the Designer.
LUIS, the best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
Oh yeah, I got Duck the Designer too. Yo, follow
Duck the Designer. DUCK.
The best way to spell Duck the Designer.
All right, cool.
Follow all the designers.
Just type in the designer.
I'm James the Designer.
Don't follow designer.
Yo, just follow the.
No, follow designer. He's very funny. No.
Yeah, put it like trademark all the designers because we're not gonna respect it anyway. And Marcel, where could the good people find you?
Find me everywhere at drumfood. DRUM_FU. Weekly word of advice: don't get your ass beat over your bumper sticker, nigga,
or chicken sandwich, nigga.
DRUMFU, man.
Wow.
Make sure you do the underscore too, because at drum fool is a wild account.
Yo,
I gotta look that up now.
Yo, at drum fool is so you won't like it.
We'll catch you on
the next one. Yeah, bye.